This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centers across the 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases. The electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed in the electronic voting machines, EVMs. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjal, said the EVMs and VVPATs used in the polling have been sealed inside strong rooms under a three-layer security system. He said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed a symbolic handover of cheetahs by Botswana for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. Botswana President Duma Aboko was also present at the event at a nature reserve near Gaborone. The captured cheetahs, originally from Ghansi, were released into a quarantine facility by experts from India and Botswana at the Mokolodi Nature Reserve. This marks a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. The National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, today issued a show cause notice to Al Falah University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. The notice stated that the Al Falah University is neither accredited nor volunteered for Cycle 1 for assessment and accreditation. It said the university publicly displayed on its website that it is an endeavor of Al Falah Charitable Trust, which has been running 3 colleges on the campus. The council said this information is absolutely wrong and misleading the public, especially the parents, students and stakeholders. The NAAC has sought an explanation and directed the university to remove the NAAC accreditation details from its website and any other publicly available or distributed documents. The government has prepared a draft Seeds Bill 2025, aligned with current agricultural and regulatory requirements. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said the proposed legislation is intended to replace the existing Seeds Act 1966 and the Seeds Control Order 1983. The ministry said the new bill seeks to safeguard farmer rights and ensure transparency and accountability in seed supply chains. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a bilateral meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Anil Kumar Sinha in New Delhi today. During the meeting, both countries interchanged letter of exchange LOE, amending the protocol to the Treaty of Transit between India and Nepal. The World Health Organization, WHO, launched their site for pandemic preparedness and emergency response at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in New Delhi today. The WHO informed that a global network of such sites is being established to conduct investigations and studies rapidly in the case of any pandemic or an epidemic for timely public health response. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, opened on a flat note but managed to trade with gains during the session. However, in the last hour of trade, selling pressure emerged, leading the indices to close with marginal gains. The Sensex gained 12 points to close at 84,479, while the Nifty advanced 3 points to settle at 25,879. India's archers delivered a stellar performance at the 24th Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka, clinching 2 gold medals and 1 silver. The compound women's team, comprising Deepshikha, Jyoti Surekha Venam and Pritika Pradeep, captured gold in a thrilling final, defeating Korea by 236 to 234. And with that, we end this news bulletin.